It all started with a Florida pastor, Terry Jones, who called for the burning of the Quran on 9/11, which led to some instances of the burning of copies of the Quran in the U.S. Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei condemned these heinous acts and gave a message in this regard to the entire world, holding U.S. officials and Israel responsible. His message registered as a U.N. document. In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful, it is we who sent down the Quran, and we watch over it, says God the Mighty, the Wise. Great Iranian nation, great Islamic Ummah. The insane, revolting insult to the Holy Quran in America, an incident occurring under the security provided by the U.S. police, is a major tragic event that cannot be considered merely as the foolish act of a few worthless mercenaries.
Muslims will continue to love Jesus, irrespective of this sacrilegious act which this fool is intending to provoke people.
This is a calculated act by those who since years ago have put Islamophobic and anti-Muslim policies on their agenda and have tried to combat Islam and the Quran in numerous ways by resorting to myriad propaganda means and campaigns. This is another link in a chain of shameless measures launched with the blasphemy of Salman Rushdie, the apostate, followed by the insult of the base Danish caricaturist, tens of anti-Islamic movies produced in Hollywood, and now crowned by this disgusting show.
The decision of the German Chancellor Angela Merkel to present an award to the Danish cartoonist who blasphemed against the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
Who and what is behind such evil acts? Why does the Western media represent Muslims as violence incarnate and Islam and the Quran as a menace to humanity?
I think that is the problem, that in the United States, in the West, the media, which is closely linked to power, is extremely hostile to Muslims. And it has always been the case, at least for the last few decades especially, and especially over the last decade, it has been even more so than before. When you have a situation when Palestinians are regularly antagonized, when the Lebanese are antagonized despite the fact that they face onslaught by a Zionist and apartheid regime, when the American government invades Iraq and Afghanistan, and constantly you hear of Muslim backwardness and how Muslims are somehow inferior and they're less civilized. These are themes that are repeated time after time on CNN, on BBC, in American newspapers, the New York Times, the Washington Post. When these are constantly repeated, people come to believe this.
How can one believe that this vast conspiracy could be made possible without the support and involvement of the Zionist circles in the U.S. government? Today, the protests of all Muslims are directed at the U.S. government and American politicians. If they are honest in their claim of not being involved in this, they must duly punish the main planners and operators of this heinous crime, who have hurt the feelings of 1.5 billion Muslims the world over. And peace is on him who follows piety. Sayyid Ali Khamenei.